Now I welcome you to the message segment of our Easter Sunday service. As many of you know from our past services, our youth have presented amazing intergenerational services and our annual renowned Christmas pageant, but never before the Christmas service. So this is their first time ever, and this is something I've actually been wanting to do for over 15 years. This has been my goal, too, for the kids to do the metaphysics of Easter. And as we have witnessed this morning, our youth, our teachers, and musicians have been wonderfully leading us into prayer and song. Furthermore, we appreciate Rick McKay, Warren Wakerlin, and Mike Naruzzi, who assisted with video and sound, and to our parents and Reverend Mike for their continual support. I'd like to mention that I've been so blessed to have served as a spiritual educator and leader for our youth program for the past several years. However, this past current unprecedented times for the past year have brought many thoughts to mind. I've been reflecting on this journey, and it's been a relatively smooth road for the most part. But not surprisingly, some speed bumps have occurred along the way. However, all in all, these bumps have not only been challenges, yet fortunately have been opportunities to explore new and creative ways to keep the youth interested, involved, optimistic, and uplifted. One such way in particular is the participation in leading today's Easter service, which again, I'm so grateful to them. Now, I invite you to enjoy the biblical reading of the resurrection story, followed by a meditative caller response reading, and then a presentation of the metaphysics of the Easter symbols. For many of you, the metaphysics may be a spiritual concept that you may find new and invigorating. Whatever you take away from it, I'm sure it will put a celebratory smile on your face. Now let us begin with the resurrection story, He Has Risen. We have three narrators that will begin the program. Our first narrator is Erica, then Michaela, and Riley. And they will begin with sharing the resurrection story, which is from Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 26, and John 20. I invite Michaela to start.
After Jesus was crucified and buried in a tomb, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate, the governor, and asked that the tomb be guarded for 3 days. So that the disciples could not remove Jesus' body. The priests and Pharisees were afraid that the disciples would take his body and say he had risen as the Messiah, according to an old prophecy. Also, they secretly were worried that the prophecy might come true. Pilate gave permission to the priests and the Pharisees, and they went to the tomb, sealed it with a gigantic rock, and posted guards there.
Just before daylight on the third day, there was a great earthquake, and an angel of the Lord moved the huge rock away from the opening of the tomb. The guards trembled with fear and ran away. Later that morning, Mary Magdalene and another Mary, devoted followers of Jesus, went to the tomb, bringing along some spices and perfumes to place on Jesus' body. According to the tradition at the time, they knew that a huge rock had been placed over the opening and had no idea how they were going to move it. But when they arrived to the tomb, they discovered that the rock had been rolled away. They were amazed, not knowing who had done this. They quickly ran away from the tomb with fear. Mary went to tell Peter and John, disciples of Jesus, that Jesus was gone, but they did not believe her. When Mary persisted that what she saw was true, Peter and John ran to the tomb and saw only the linen wrappings that had been clothed on Jesus' body. They went back to their homes, wondering if this could possibly be true. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? Was Jesus really alive?
Mary Magdalene returned to the tomb, and when she peered into it, she saw two angels dressed in white. Mary Magdalene had been crying, and the angel said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She replied that someone had taken the body of Jesus, and she did not know where they had put him. As she turned around, she saw a man standing behind her, but she did not know who it was. The man said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Mary Magdalene still did not recognize the man. Then the man called by her name, and she immediately knew that he was Jesus. She reached out to touch him, but Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, but go to my brothers and say to them that I have ascended to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples and told them with great joy all that she had seen.
The cross of Jesus is an emblem of triumph. It stands as the symbol of overcoming. Erica?
The Christ in me crosses out all error and reveals the truth of internal life. I deny the self so that I may unite with the selfless. I give up the mortal that I may attain the immortal. I release the attachment of the physical body so that I may realize the spiritual body.
The tomb of Jesus is a resting place to prepare for the supreme test.
The time for solitude in me is a great time to rest in God, so that I can gather strength through the power of greater demonstrations to follow. As I elevate my state of consciousness, I vitalize by the Holy Spirit.
Now, on the first day of the week, Mary and others came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away.
I now remove the stone of doubt from the tomb and allow the Christ within me to come forth. Christ within me is glory, as I come to a greater awareness of God's abundant substance.
The resurrecting spirit of the Christ within me fills my mind with wisdom and understanding.
The brightness of his presence wipes out all darkness, and I am filled with light, life, and peace. My way is made clear, for now I see with a greater consciousness of wisdom and spiritual power.
From John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life.
I rise triumphant, splendid, glorious, and free. I am made new in Christ.
Hallelujah. Great job. And now we're going to move on to the metaphysics of the Easter symbols. Again, our narrators are Erica, Michaela, and Riley. The cross.
From Matthew 16:24, if any man would come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me.
The cross reminds us that we can cross out all that is not good and not kind so that we can heal and live a joyous and peaceful life.
Number 3.
From Luke 24:46. It is written that the Christ should rise from the dead on the third day.
The 3 days Jesus was in the tomb represent 3 actions of our mind to overcome negative thinking. First, to be willing to change for the better. Second, to remember to choose rightly. And third, to take the right action.
The angels.
From Luke 24:22-23. Certain women came saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that Jesus is alive.
Those who found the empty tomb on the first Easter morning had a vision of angels and learned of the glorious news of Jesus Christ's triumph over death. Angels represent our pure spiritual thoughts and understanding of God.
Green leaves and grass.
From John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
In spring, the trees in the ground that have seemed barren and lifeless all winter send forth new leaves and new grass, reminding us that the life of God is always present all the time. The green leaves and green grass represent growth and renewal, the quiet assurance of the presence of God.
Daffodils and tulips.
From Isaiah 58:11, the Lord will always lead you and satisfy you in parched land. You will be like a watered garden and like a spring whose water never runs dry.
How beautiful are the daffodils and tulips that grow from bulbs and bloom in the spring. The brown bulbs from which the flowers grow are buried in the ground and for a time appear lifeless, but they are waiting patiently for the right time to begin their growth. The daffodils and the tulips symbolize growth in action.
Lilies.
From Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Lilies are used to decorate our homes and churches during the Easter season. The whiteness of the lilies symbolize purity, reminding us that pure, good thoughts, words, and actions best express the Christ light born in us.
Colored eggs.
From Romans 6:4, Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in the newness of life.
Since ancient days, the people of Egypt and Persia color eggs and give them as gifts to their friends to celebrate the return of spring. To them, the eggs is a symbol of new life, a new beginning.
The bunny.
From John 14:19, because I live, ye shall also live.
In ancient times, the rabbit was the symbol for the goddess of spring. The word Easter is said to come from the name Eastre, meaning spring. In time, Easter became an English name for the special day to celebrate the resurrection of the Christ. Easter is always celebrated on the Sunday following the full moon that occurs on or after March 21st. The bunny represents the playful, joyful rebirth of spring.
The lamb.
From John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God who takes away of the world.
Jesus is called the Lamb of God. By his resurrection, he restored to mankind the consciousness of pure life and substance which flows through our spiritual beings. The Lamb is tender and innocent and symbolizes the child of God.
Today we celebrate Easter with profound joy. We acknowledge and appreciate this time of rebirth, a time of renewal, a time of new life, a time of uplifting our souls to our highest and best. We have gained new and greater insights and understanding with hope for the present and with hope for the future. We are fully aware that God is lovingly present within us always, lighting our path and guiding our ways and providing us with abundant blessings. With that, we are ever so grateful. And we say, Amen and Amen. And now for a round of applause. We are so proud of our youth and teachers.